This is a session that you do not want to miss. This is maybe one of the highlights of this program. We're so lucky to have the SSA Regional Trust Leads with us today virtually. They're so generous with their time and their knowledge. They've been here many times, and so we know them by name and face. But I will just introduce them. We've got Amanda Flood. Amanda is the Supplemental Security Income Social Insurance Specialist in the Dallas region of the SSA. And she provides procedural guidance and policy determinations and systems support update for the field offices. Additionally, she's the liaison for the central office for programming and systems issues. And she's been with the Social Security Administration for 35 years. When she's not serving in the agency, she can be found enjoying a leisurely walk with her two dogs around her neighborhood and catching up on her favorite TV shows. Amanda, I'm going to send you an email. I want to know what your favorite TV shows are when this is over. I'm looking for some new series. Also joining Amanda is Dana Marquez. Dana is also with the Social Security regional office in Dallas. She provides system support for the field offices and teleservice centers. She's the liaison for the central office for programming and systems issues, and she's been with the Social Security Administration for 19 years. When she's not serving the agency, she can be found chauffeuring her two daughters around the DFW area for their soccer activities and catching up on her favorite podcasts. Dana, why don't you and Amanda both just send me your recs for podcasts and TV shows, if you don't mind. Please help me welcome Amanda and Dana.
Thank you, Bryn. Good morning, everyone. And as Bryn said, I'm Amanda Flood, and my co-presenter is Dana Marquez. We are honored again to attend this year's conference. Of course, we couldn't be there in person, but we're glad to be there virtually. Of course, we miss seeing all your lovely faces, but know that we're thinking of you and watching you as you do your presentations. And of course, we're here representing the Social Security Administration, also known as SSA. Of course, we bring you greetings from the Dallas Regional Office in Dallas, Texas. And thank you all for your interest in the information we'll share. And we hope that something we say this morning, you will find beneficial to your practice. So as our title says, we're the SSA Regional Trust Leads, and we're doing a presentation regarding SSI Trust. Okay, we have seven objectives we'd like to cover with you today. So one is, we'd like to provide what we call a starting point concerning D4A and D4C trust and their collaboration with the SSI eligibility criteria. Also, you've heard the word POMS mentioned many times yesterday. And again, that stands for our Program Operations Manual System. We do want to list for you all the POMS references that we use in order to evaluate special needs, pool trust, and third-party trust. Then we want to provide a little bit more detail concerning SSI eligibility criteria for D4A trust and the eligibility criteria for D4C trust. We were anticipating sharing some recent POMS updates, and that's why we have the asterisk by that objective. Those POMS updates have not been released, so we don't have the recent POMS to share, but we will share a little information about what we know is forthcoming. Also, we're going to provide an update on the number of trust cases SSA reviews. I know some of you are usually interested in how many of these cases we're seeing in a year. As you know, trust cases are not our main workload in the field offices, but they're still an important workload. So we do capture information about how many of these cases we're seeing per year. And of course, normally when we're there in person, we have an opportunity to talk to you and answer any questions you have after our presentation. And of course, since we don't have that opportunity today, we will try and save some time to answer any questions you may have. And I just want you to know that I do have one question that we received this morning that we will address as well.